Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, our conversation today, where are the jobs? Some companies are hiring like crazy. But first, that law Republicans say is job-killing. Today, the House opens debate on repealing health care reform, even though House Republicans know the Senate won't back a repeal and the president can veto it, in which case Republican leaders say they'll attack portions of the health care reform law. So which ones? Noam Levy covers Congress for the Los Angeles Times. And Noam, to start, what are some of the recently enacted benefits of the law that Republicans are trying to overturn?
Well, there are a number of new consumer protections. These are things like requiring insurance plans to allow families to keep their adult children up to age 26 on their plan, ban on lifetime limits and coverage, a ban on insurance companies turning down coverage to sick children. There also are some tax benefits for small businesses that are available. These allow small businesses that meet certain criteria in terms of number of employees and low wages to get a tax credit if they decide that they want to provide health benefits to their employees.
You mentioned the ban on insurance companies denying coverage to sick children. What about adults with pre-existing conditions?
Well, that's one of the big promises of the law, but that doesn't actually go into effect until 2014.
Okay, so there's a difference there. And I just, you know, anecdotally, many people may know people who are already taking advantage of some of these benefits. For instance, people who are having their children on their insurance. And they're saying, again, anecdotally, that this is saving them money. What's been the response to some of the benefits already in place?
There has been a positive response among those who have taken advantage of it. There are a limited number of benefits that have gone into place already. So I have to say probably the majority of Americans are not yet seeing the positive impact of the law. But certainly those that, as you mentioned, who can cover their kids, or there's some evidence that small businesses in some parts of the country are, in fact, signing up. One of the nation's largest insurers, United Healthcare, reported an uptick in business among small businesses. I was talking to a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan in Kansas City that's seen a more than 50% rise in the number of people they're covering in what's called the small group market. So there are some early signs that the law is having an impact.
Well, I ask because though polling is still mixed on health care reform, more people do approve of it and less do strongly disapprove of it than a couple months ago. So what is the House Republican plan for doing away with it? They know that they can't repeal the law, so they plan to chip away at health care reform. How?
Well, two things. I mean, one, while it's true that there is more support for some parts of the law, the Republican voters are still very opposed to the law. And so the new majority in coming in is in some ways playing to their base by taking a repeal vote. It is true that they will not be able to throw the entire bill out because the Senate is still in Democratic control. And, of course, President Obama would veto any repeal. But there are some targeted things that they could potentially do, and Republicans are now sort of privately trying to figure out exactly how they can do this. The most potent weapon they probably have is the power of the purse. They, in March, will have to pass a new spending bill to keep the federal government going. And historically, that has been an opportunity for Congress to attach conditions to how federal money is spent. One could see a scenario, and this is something that Republicans are talking about, in which they could attach what are called riders that would instruct the Department of Health and Human Services or the IRS not to implement certain parts of the law. Or alternatively, they could deny funding to these major departments, which of course would mean the lights would have to be turned out and nobody would be there to try to continue working on regulations that are critical to the implementation of this law. Those are decisions that are still being made by Republicans, and I don't think we'll know exactly which path they take for a few more weeks.
Well, one of the reasons is they haven't offered up an alternative to the health care law they are now wanting to repeal, but they have given some indications of what they would do. And a major one is that they want to do away with the mandate that everybody be covered. But doesn't that immediately walk them into a trap? Because that's one of the ways that health reform of any kind, whoever's idea it is, gets funded.
That's right. It would be a major problem for the health care overhaul, although that remains among probably the most unpopular part of the law. So should Republicans move to challenge the mandate, it wouldn't have an effect until 2014. So there wouldn't be an immediate effect on the law until then, but Republicans presumably would get some political benefits from attacking the most unpopular part of the overhaul.
You also note that the Republican strategy is also focused on decreasing regulations. To do so would allow insurance companies to drop mandated coverage for things like cancer screenings, mastectomies, maternity care. That cuts costs, but how's that going to go over PR-wise?
Well, yeah. It'll be interesting to see because there hasn't been a full-blown debate in Congress about that particular approach. The Republican approach to solving the nation's health care ills is in large part deregulation, the idea being that if you require less of insurance companies, they in turn will charge less for their product. There is not a lot of evidence to support that approach because it hasn't been fully tried around the country. But some of the modeling that has been done to estimate what the impact of that sort of shows some of the trade-offs. If you cover less, then people have obviously less security in their health insurance. There's also some evidence that if you deregulate insurance, that you may make insurance more affordable for people who aren't sick, but it may be more expensive for people who are sick.
Noam, what else from your research would you like us to know about the debate we're about to listen to?
I think right now the thing to keep in mind is that this is a bit of political theater. This repeal process, this repeal debate on the House floor is sort of an opportunity for both sides, frankly, to kind of make their case again. Republicans, of course, attacking the law, Democrats feeling a little bit more positive about their ability to defend it. So the important thing to keep an eye on, I think, is actually past this week to start looking at sort of what substantively are Republicans going to try to do to change the law since they can't throw the whole thing out. As I mentioned, that's something we'll have to revisit in the weeks and months ahead.
Noam Levy of the Los Angeles Times, thank you.
Thank you.